title on screen, Introduction to Practical Experience. Part 5, Supervision and Mentorship.
As you learned in the previous videos, having appropriate supervision and a mentor are key parts of your PE journey.
Text on screen, Regulation 2.7, Supervision and Mentorship.
But why exactly do you need them? First, let's talk about what appropriate supervision means. Remember Alice in the PPR route? Her supervisor assigns her work according to the pre-approved program developed with CPA Ontario. On the other hand, in the EVR route, Jason's supervisor assigns work to him based on his job description. Jason's supervisor also has to verify the accuracy of the tasks he reports to CPA Ontario. Even though they are following two different routes, Alice and Jason have one thing in common. They both report to their supervisors on a daily basis. Now, let's talk about the mentor's role. Your mentor is a CPA member who will share their experience with you to ensure that you become a successful CPA. But how will they do it? They will guide you throughout your PE journey to ensure that you are developing your enabling competencies.
Text on screen showing enabling competencies, collaborating and leading, acting ethically and demonstrating professional values, communicating, solving problems, and adding value in managing self.
You learn from the experience and expertise. While your mentor will focus on helping you with your enabling competency development, they can also perform a high-level review of your technical competencies to ensure you're on the right track. Remember the coach? Now that's a winning strategy. Did you know that the CPA program is one of the few professional development programs that has a formal mentorship component? This is because we feel that enabling competencies are what differentiates you as a professional. Technical competencies are a key component of the CPA program. But enabling competencies are equally important and can also help to advance your career. As you progress through the CPA program, your mentor will guide you in developing these skills. Your supervisor and mentor can sometimes be the same person. Since they work with you daily, supervisors focus on giving you feedback on your technical competencies. But when it comes to enabling competencies, this is where your mentor comes in. So, remember, supervisor equals technical competencies, mentor equals enabling competencies. Short and sweet. We're almost done. Stay tuned.
Text on screen. Up next, what do I do next? Website, cpaontario.ca/pevideos.